This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 570, why 4.8 million watched this IELTS speaking video.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we talk to Adrian from Academic English Help, and you learn about the most watched IELTS mock interview on his popular YouTube channel. Good morning or afternoon or evening, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a super special guest today. I would say one of the internet IELTS leading gurus. I tried to fit a lot into that title. We have Adrian here today. Adrian, what is the name of your stuff online? What do you do?
Hi, thank you for having me here, Jessica. We are called Academic English Help. And I myself and my team, we focus on helping students to reach their academic goals as well as goals for immigration to other countries.
Okay, awesome. And how long have you been doing that?
I have been doing this since about 2008, so for 10 years.
It's a long time.
Yep, a decade. So far, so good.
And do you exclusively focus on IELTS? Because it sounds like there are a lot of other services that are involved with Academic English Help.
We focus largely on IELTS. We also focus on TOEFL as well. So we do have services and lessons and instructions for that. We do extend help for other aspects of academic studies, such as helping with academic CVs, statement of purpose compositions.
Oh, great.
And even have done some help with admissions and so on. So.
That's awesome. Before I forget, because sometimes I forget to get the important details out there, what is the name of your site? How do people find you online?
So the name of our websites are aehelp.com. It's academicenglishhelp.com and gieltshelp.com or generalieltshelp.com.
Okay.
And then TOEFL's our newest child. It's TOEFLtesthelp.com.
Fantastic. All right. So the way that I found Adrian, guys, I was, you guys know you've been listening to the show for a while, hopefully. If not, then welcome if this is your first episode. But I really like to find other IELTS professionals as passionate as we are about helping students, being flexible to fit adults' needs and very motivated adults' needs, who are trying to fit IELTS into their lives. You guys have work, you have families, and huge, huge goals in front of you. And oftentimes, IELTS is the only thing standing in your way. So I really like to find other resources to help you guys reach those goals and get past IELTS. And the way that I discovered Adrian was because of his YouTube channel. Your YouTube channel is pretty huge.
Yes, I started that in 2011, I was very passionate about offering students information about IELTS and different learning strategies that I think are very effective, and it's been growing since then, and currently our Academic English Helps channel has well over 400,000 subscribers and over 26 million views, so
that's amazing.
A lot of people, yeah, we do live streams daily, so yeah, a lot of viewers. Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Definitely check that out, guys. Come back to the blog post for this episode. I will put all of Adrian's information in there. This is episode 570. So come back to the blog, ielts.allearsenglish.com. And you could get the details there if you didn't write them down quickly enough as we're talking. So So Adrian and I talked yesterday, just, you know, brainstorming about how we could help you guys today. What, like, tangible takeaways could we bring you guys today? And Adrian mentioned that a sort of recent addition to his IELTS information on the YouTube channel was featuring these mock interviews. Why did you decide to add that?
Well, that was in a large part response to what students were asking from us as well. So a lot of students were curious about what happens during these IELTS speaking interviews. How are they scored? What does a band 6, 7, 8, 9 sound like? And even in more detail, what does a native speaker sound like if they were to take the IELTS? So that's what motivated us to compose these videos.
Guys, definitely come back to the blog post for this episode. Again, it's 570. I will link to some other episodes we have done where I've interviewed native speakers as well. And you really learn the strengths and sometimes weaknesses of how a native might approach this. And guys, I'm sure Adrian will echo this sentiment. It's not about talking exactly like a native speaker, right? Because IELTS is a unique animal, you guys, and the requirements for band score 7, 8, 9 are not fulfilled just with a daily natural conversational style, such as a native speaker might use if they don't know about the exam. So definitely come back to 570. Okay, so what would you say is the most popular video? What's the most viewed video on your YouTube channel?
The most viewed video on the channel is an interview where I myself interview a native speaking Canadian woman, and we go through parts 1, 2, and 3 of the speaking section, and we score her at about an 8.5 for her performance, and that video has close to 5 million views, so definitely a lot of people taking the IELTS have seen that video.
Awesome. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to get past IELTS and on to your future goals this year, whether it's immigrating or studying abroad, we are here to help. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and become a 3 Keys IELTS Success System student today. Now, what can students learn from this? Why didn't she get a 9, first of all?
The reason she didn't get a 9 is because her answers don't reflect a true expert on all of the questions that are being asked. One of the common misconceptions of students in the IELTS is that IELTS is just testing their English skills. And this is something that we really try to emphasize for students, that it's not just a test of English, but it's a test of communication as well.
Yeah.
And that is not completely dependent on language skills. By language skills, I mean vocabulary, grammar, lexical resource, and so on. One of the first hints that IELTS is not just purely an English test is that there's two versions of the test. There's an academic version and there's a general version, and that immediately should indicate to students that, hey, these guys aren't just testing my English. They're looking for something more.
Yeah, well, that's true, but the academic and general students, they're graded exactly the same on the speaking exam, though.
They are graded exactly the same on the speaking exam, but both exams are studying and assessing their communication skills. And by communication skills, I mean being able to present listeners with the clear quantitative, not just qualitative, complete information that is being asked of them. And even as native speakers, we often don't communicate this way in our daily lives. So miscommunication is very frequent. That's why people get into arguments, and that's why strange situations come about. And I think that a lot of times English as second language learners think that, you know, they're miscommunicating because they're not using the right words or the right grammar. But in many cases, it's still just the same miscommunication as what would happen between two native speakers.
Yeah, I find that the category that this is most applicable to would be the fluency and coherence category, of course, right? I mean, native speakers will, of course, score nines in pronunciation, and probably grammar, most likely, even if there are some incomplete clauses that still wouldn't disqualify them for a nine, because there would be enough variety and perfect sentences and lack of errors to still hit that nine for grammar. So that, like, those are the two kind of given categories. But guys, really where I think the speaking exam, the communication requirements that Adrian is referring to, where that really differentiates those who have studied the test itself and those who are just merely good, quote unquote, good at English, would be the fluency and coherence category. Because I think the way of communication that you are graded on, so, and in writing as well, right? Like, so much of it depends on your ability to really support, extend, and focus your information, right? Like, how do you organize your information and, like, prove it with examples, details, stuff like that? And again, like, that's not natural. We don't just do that in daily conversation. So would you say that the fluency and coherence category was what held her back from that nine, or was it vocab, or what?
I would absolutely agree with you that coherence and fluency, in some sense, I would maybe would add the word cohesion.
Sure.
So not just answering those questions completely and clearly, also connecting the ideas between the phrases and the sentences effectively. So, again, as you mentioned, Jessica, and that's very true, that the IELTS assumes to measure genuine language. But as you said, that's not quite the case. So in the speaking part of the exam, especially part two, is anything but natural. Most of us don't. most of us don't do 2-minute elevator pitches on the daily and talk about famous inventions or people that we consider role models. So it's not something that we're used to. And this is why it's so important for students to practice this, because even if they have good English skills, even if they have great vocabulary and they have good grammar and lexical resource and so on, knowing the format of the exam is extremely important to get a higher score. So that's what we were really aiming for by putting this video together, to show students the format, to show that the band score doesn't say that a 9 is a native speaker. The band score 9 says that it's an expert user of English.
Right.
And that's regardless of whether or not somebody is a native speaker. I mean, I can say for myself that through my 20 years of teaching English, I've met lots of very high level, non-native English as a second language speakers have exceptional communication and English skills and are far better at conveying ideas and information than many, many native speakers that I've met in my life. So I really want to give students confidence that it's not just about being born with a language.
Yeah, no, for sure. The motto of All Ears English is connection, not perfection. And that came first. That came before all of our IELTS materials, before I was even part of the brand. And it's interesting to me how that follows through with our IELTS lessons as well, right? It's not about perfection. You know, students worry way too much about, like, small little details that aren't necessarily connected to their score, right? Like, in pronunciation, for example, you can still have a trace of your native speaker accent. You could still get an 8 for pronunciation. It's not about being perfect. A lot of it, like Adrian says, is knowing what the examiner wants, what happens on the exam. So definitely, guys, come back to the blog post. I'll put a link to the YouTube video that Adrian's talking about here on his channel. Check that out. Get to know what to expect on test day, what happens. And in the description for this YouTube video, do you talk about why she scored what she did, or do you talk about that in the video itself?
Yeah, in the video itself, we follow up the interview with explanations about about why she gets this score. So we go into details assessing the score. And in regards to the pronunciation, you're bang on. Students, I think, need to keep in mind that there's roughly 600 million people that speak English as a native right. language in, I don't know, roughly 15 different countries. And there's about 2 billion people that speak English as a second language. So yeah. pronunciations, Jessica and I sound very similar because we're from a very same part of the world. I mean, you're in Portland. I'm in British Columbia, which is in Canada, but much, much closer than other parts of the States or Canada. and people often say, oh, you speak Canadian English or you speak American English. But I say, no, I speak West Coast, North American, because people right. in Cali and in Oregon, Washington, speak a lot like we do in British Columbia, and exactly. people on the East Coast speak a little different from us. So
have all the newfies, right? Yeah. The other side of Canada, totally accent.
Absolutely. And then we have the central, just like, of course, the South states, you know, Kentucky, Texas, so on. You got right. some pretty interesting accents there. Pronunciation is only as important as long as the interviewer can understand what you're saying,
exactly.
can make clear the words, let's say that. Exactly. The rest of it is much, much more about using critical thinking, reflecting the grammar of the questions being asked, and making sure that,
yeah.
that the answers are clear and complete. So that's what this video really tries to explore for students in the lesson that follows after.
Okay, that's fantastic. Guys, definitely check out that video. It sounds like there is a lot you can learn from it. And I will link to our own resources about this, about pronunciation, about fluency and coherence, mock tests with native speakers. Again, this is episode 570, guys. And if you are ready to get into a system to pass IELTS this year, get done, get on to your dreams, guys. Check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And again, I will put the websites for Adrian stuff in this blog post. So check that out. Adrian, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Jessica, for having me. It was fun.
Awesome. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye, Jessica.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.